Amen. We decree and declare that this is the day that the Lord has made indeed. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare right now the strength. We decree and declare clarity over our lives. We decree and declare angelic visitation take place on this day, even now. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people, even now. Prophet Joshua.
Amen. And we decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that by his stripes we are healed in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare life on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare peace be still and know on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people, even all around the world, Father God, that may be dealing with affliction on this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare abundance on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass the minds and hearts of your people and their families on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare divine connections, divine partnerships on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare on this day divine life. We speak life on this day in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord over our lives and our family's lives and those that are dealing with any sort of circumstance. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare fruit-bearing good works on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare in you we move, we live, we have our being on this day. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare new strength on this line, on this day, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and declare divine provision for your people on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare promotion over the lives of your people on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare money-making, money ideas on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the blessings of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that God loads us daily with benefit, for he is our salvation on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the doors open, doors of opportunity. The windows of heaven begin to open for your people on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare the pour out of your blessing that we have not yet room to receive on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we are the lender and not the borrower on this day, in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare that we're the head and not the tail, above and not below on this day, in the name of Jesus. Oh, prophetess Darlene, let's open up the line and begin to start ministering in our heavenly language. It's
Thank you. Father God, we thank you. We lift you up. We magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. But Father God, we shall come into your gates with thanksgiving, Father God. I just thank you for the things that you're doing in this season. I thank you, Father God, for restoration. I thank you, Father God, for rebuilding riches. I thank you, Father God, for bringing communities back together, Father God. And I thank you for touching the hearts of those who are grieving in this time. And I thank you, Father God, for giving them the power to kick away the serpents, the scorpions, the dragons, Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection. We thank you for the covering of your wing, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for not fearing of the terror by night, but given the sweet sleep that you provide us, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all the things that you are doing, Lord God, and we come closer unto you, for you said if we abide in you, you abide in us. And Father God, we just thank you for the things that you're doing. We thank you for the victory, for Jesus said that it is finished at the cross, which gives us the victory and gives us the keys. So Father God, I thank you for ordering our steps. I thank you, Father God, for being the light to our path and the light to our feet. I thank you, Father God, for all of the riches that you're giving your people, Father God, for the wealth of the wicked is coming unto us. Father God, I thank you for the prosperity. I thank you for the abundance. I thank you, Father God, for the ways you've made, the doors you open. I thank you, Father God, for your justice, Lord God, because vengeance belongs to you. I thank you for your perfect peace. I thank you for your healing and your restoration and your wholeness and the completion that you're building and that you're bringing to the people who have just faced devastation. And I thank you, Father God, for rebuilding those things that need to be brought forth, Father God. And I thank you for your hand that is on our lives. I thank you, Father God, for creating in me a clean heart and a renewed spirit. I thank you, Father God, for showing me the way I should go. I thank you, Father God, as we thank you for making our path straight and narrow, Father God. We just thank you for the promotion. We thank you for the abundance. We thank you, Lord God, for touching our plans and our visions, Lord God. We thank you for giving us the insight and the enlightenment, Father God. We thank you for the favor. We thank you for the wealth. And Father God, I pray for those who are dealing, who are sick and shut-in, Father God. We pray that you just touch them and you just allow the miraculous healing. You allow those who are hospitalized to walk out with a clean bill of health. And Father God, we just thank you for your unconditional love, and I thank you for you first loved me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Father, we just thank you. We give you the praise this evening, God. And Father God, we thank you that where sin abounded much, grace abounded much more. We thank you, Father God, that even the circumstances that we look at, Father God, in our world conditions today, God, we thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us power to tread over serpents, Father God. Father, we rebuke the devourer of the enemy, Father God, and Father God, we loose, Father God, peace in this country, Father God, and we rebuke, Father God, terrorism, and we rebuke those things, Father God, associated with it, God. And Father, we thank you for the peace of God. We thank you that the peace, Father God, will surround, Father God, our nation, and that we will be peacemakers and we shall be called sons of God. So, Father, we just thank you this evening that you've given us the tool, that you've equipped us, Father God, to deal with situations, Father God. And as we come together in unity, Father God, and as we come together in prayer, you said where two or three are gathered together, touching and agreeing, Father God, that, Father God, we can move mountains. We can begin to decree and declare and to speak a thing, Father God, and speak those things as if they were God. We thank you, Father God, for the power and the authority that you've given us. We thank you for your word, Father God, for your word is a lamp unto our feet, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we are the salt of the earth. And Father God, as we walk, Father God, and as we walk into nations and different cities, the land is blessed. We ask, Father God, that you call your people, Father God, call them out, Father God, and bring them into the places, Father God, into the desolate places, and begin to speak to the situations that they may turn, God. Father God, you said greater works that we shall do, and we thank you that we're in a season for the greater works, Father God. We thank you for the latter-day ministry, Father God. We thank you for the prophetic evangelism that shall go forth in the earth. We pray, Father God, for our politicians. We pray, Father God, for our government. We pray, Father God, that they will hear the voice of the Lord, and they will do, Father God. They will obey as well as hear, Father God. We pray that you will position, Father God, your people in key positions, that they will hear the word of the Lord through your prophets. We pray, Father God, that this, Father God, will be a time, Father God, of reconciliation, that this will be a time of, Father God, recompense. And we thank you, Father God, that your glory, Father God, shall cover the earth, Father God. We thank you for your glory. We thank you for your extraordinary favor, God. We thank you, Father God, for the hand of God. And we thank you that there is no weapon that is formed against us that shall prosper, God. We thank you, Father God, that you will speak, Father God, to the lands and speak to the people. And speak, Father God, to the circumstances through your people, that the prophet will be the voice of God and the mind of God will be shared, Father God, amongst the communities and God throughout the world, because you said the gospel shall be preached, Father God, in the four corners of the earth. We thank you that you're sending your people out even now, God. And Father God, even as we pray, God, we send a word in the wind, Father God. And God, that everything, Father God, becomes subject to the voice of the Holy Spirit, Father. Now we thank you for the unity. We thank you for the gathering. And we thank you for the help from the sanctuary. We thank you from the help, Father God, from the angelical host. We thank you for the heavenly host, God, and we thank you for the angels that have charge over us, and we thank you for the angels, Father God, that have charge and are strategically placed over every city, Father God, every country, Father God. We begin to command, Father God, and Father God, begin to loose and begin to declare, God, that it is so, that all things are coming together, that all things are working for our good. And we thank you in spite of what we see, that all things are working together for our good. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father God, for all that you have done and doing in our lives, oh God. Thank you, Father God, for keeping our minds on you, God. And thank you, God, for healing, for your healing power, oh God. Oh God, and thank you, Lord, for wisdom and knowledge, oh God, and understanding. Thank you, God, that we are an overcomer, oh God. And thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord. Thank you, God, for compassion, God. Thank you, Lord, for increase. Thank you, God, for creative ideas, oh God. Thank you, God, for the awareness to trust the right people that you bring in our life, oh God. Thank you, God, for the shift, God. Thank you, Lord, that if we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for making us one in you, God. Thank you, Lord, for higher heights and deeper depths in spiritual matters, God. Thank you, God, that you never lost a battle, oh Lord. Thank you, God, for making us whole, complete, divine, and perfect, God.
And thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies, Lord. Thank you, God, for keeping us safe as we travel by air, land, or sea, God. And thank you, Lord, for letting us be safe wherever we may be, God. And thank you, God, for keeping us from harm, from our bodies, and harm for our souls, God. And thank you, Lord, for keeping us mindful of your presence and your love, God. And God, thank you, Lord, for bringing us back and forth safe and sound, oh God. Thank you, God, for comforting and graciously regarding those who suffer affliction, God. And thank you, God, for sustaining them with your insurance, with the insurance of your presence, God. And thank you, God, for continuing to comfort those who have lost their loved ones in Las Vegas, God. Continue to hold them, oh God. And God, and thank you, Lord, for longevity in our finance, God. Thank you, Lord, for success, Lord. Thank you, God, for faith, God. Thank you, Lord, for growth and protection, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for relationship, divine relationship, and relationship healing, Lord. And thank you, God, for keeping your marriage, the two, to continue to be strong and holy and deathless, oh God. And thank you, God, for your hedge of protection over us, our children, all our loved ones, and all whom surround us, oh God. And, oh God, thank you, Lord, for letting us be the head only, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment is already condemned, oh God. And, Lord, thank you, Lord, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And thank you, Lord, for the shift. And thank you, God, for giving us a clear way. In the name of the Father and of the Son, in your masterful name we pray, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Lord God, I want to thank and praise your holy and righteous name for this moment, oh dear God. I want to thank you for the prayers of the righteous that availeth much, oh dear God, and for the prayers that has already gone forth prior to myself, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for just being my Lord and my shepherd so that I shall not want for nothing in this season, Lord God. I thank you for your daily promises, oh dear God. Daily dwell on your promises to you so that I can hide them in my heart and always remember. Not one word has failed of all your good promise. And I want to thank you for the blessings that you keep bestowing upon my family, Lord God, that you keep them in perfect peace and right mindedness, Lord God. I want to thank and praise your name for the company of prophets, oh dear God, the prophetic order of my Elijah, oh dear God, that you will continue to build us up and strengthen us, oh dear God, and to expand our territory, oh Father God. I thank you for the Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan, oh dear God, and leading Lady Pastor Deborah Jordan, oh dear God, for just giving us the ability to take this time, to have this platform to come to your throne of grace, oh Father God. We thank and we honor and we hold you in highest majesty, oh Father God, that you are our anchor, oh Lord. We thank you for being our light in a time of darkness, oh dear God. We thank you for being a time of upliftment when we're down, Father God. We thank you for being our healer when we're sick in our bodies and even in our minds and our souls, oh dear God. We thank you for the afflictions that not touch not our bodies, oh Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for just blessing those that are sick and shuddering, oh Father God, because Lord God, you said by your stripes we are healed, and I'm a living witness that we are healed and that your word is truth, oh dear God. I thank and I praise your name for all the prophets that are here and those that are not here on this evening, oh dear God. We thank you for those that are listening, oh Father God. We ask a special anointing upon each and every one of them so that they can be in perfect and perfect harmony and perfect peace and right relationships that come to them. And Lord God, we thank you for the catastrophes that's going on all over the world, because Lord God, we know that you are in full, complete control, Lord God. We just ask that you give them special strength and special anointing so that they know that you are merciful, that you will keep them in perfect health and harmony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray and give you the thanks and the glory and the honor. Amen and amen.
Prophetess Barbara.
My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee. I will look up. Thank you, Father God, for this time of fellowship and prayer, unity, Father God. Thank you for all my brothers and sisters here on the line, Father God. Thank you for healing their families, Father God, and interceding, Father God, where it needs to be, Father God. Thank you for salvation for even their families that are assigned on this line that they're representing, Father God. We thank you for hearing our prayers, yes, Father, and receiving our prayers. Thank you, Father God, for uncommon favor in this day, Father God. Thank you for restoration, restoring us, and revealing things unto us, Father God, in this hour. And thank you for resuscitating us when we think we don't have a breath and a way out, Father God. Let your will be done continuously in our life, Father God. And if there's anything unlike you, Father God, remove it, remove it, remove it, Father God. We thank you for salvation, Father God, in the land, Father God. We thank you in this hour for the power and the boldness to go out and call the things that be not as though they were, Father God. We thank you for your hand that is interceding right now in Las Vegas, Father God. Even Puerto Rico, Father God, we thank you for the people who are awakening and arising to do what they have to do because you're giving them the power and the wisdom and that boldness, Father God. We thank you for showing us who you are, mighty in the land, Father God. We thank you, God, for our families, Father God. And I thank you, a special thank you, God, for just awakening and revealing and healing my stepfather in this hour, Father God, showing yourself mighty, God. I'm thanking you, Father God, for even our children that are going to the school, Father God. Just cover them and protect them, Father God, continuously, Father God, and awaken the wisdom even in them, Father God. Let them be a light unto even the teachers, Father God. Let them have favor with people. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for doors opening up concerning even housing. Thank you for covering our housing, Father God. Thank you for favor for those who are going out to receive housing, Father God. May your joy just be all over them, Father God, and they have favor with people, God. We thank you for everything, God, because you are the peace that gives us, Father God, the calmness, Father God. Even in the midst of calamity, Father God, you are our peace and our rock, and we thank you, God. Thank you, Father God. We love you, and we give your name always the praise. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for every life here on the line even now. We thank you for every family. We thank you for our elders and our children even now, Father God. We thank you for restoring those that need your restoration, Father God. We thank you for keeping us in our right mind even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for peace and prosperity even now. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength, Father God, and allowing us to move in that, knowing that, Father God, that the joy of the Lord is our strength even now, Father God. Father God, we thank you for right relationships that are being drawn to us even now. We thank you for your loving kindness even now. We thank you for your peace and prosperity. We thank you for joy. We thank you for peace and sound mind. We thank you for peace in our homes, in our hearts, and in our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, allow your will to be done in our lives even now, Father God. Father God, allow us our eyes to be open and our ears to be open for your voice even now, Father God. Father God, thank you for your protective angels that cover us as we come and as we go, Father God. Father God, thank you for my grandparents even now. I just want to lift them up even now as they've both seen a new year. Even now, Father God, I want you to I just want to ask that you cover them, cover my family, Father God, even now, Father God, and my children. Father God, I love you. Thank you for peace, prosperity, and joy, even now, Father God. I love you, Lord, and we'll continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen and amen.
Prophet Joshua.
Amen. Amen. And Father God, we thank you now for this time, Father. Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come and gather even before you and just give you thanks even for the first 30 minutes of this day, Father. We thank you now for what you're doing, Father, in each and every life that is on this line, Father. Right now, we lift up each and every prayer, each and every supplication, Father, and we thank you, Father, even now for honoring the words of your servants, the prophets, Father. Father God, right now we lift up each and every leader, Father God. We thank you for each and every archbishop. We thank you, Father God, for each and every bishop, each and every pastor, each and every apostle, each and every minister, Father God. We thank you even now for what you're doing, Father, even with the elders in the church, Father. We thank you for touching them, Father. Father, we thank you for touching the deacons and the deaconesses, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching your prophets, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every member of the body of Christ, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for even those souls that have not yet been added, Father God, but are to be added, Father. We thank you, Father God, for turning the hearts of the sons back to the fathers and the hearts of the daughters back to their mothers, Father God. We thank you even now, Father God, for the spirit of prophecy is the gospel and the testimony of our Christ Jesus. Father God, we thank you now for what you're doing, Father God, even in the lives, Father God, of those that are that may be hospitalized, Father God, even all around the world, Father God, even particularly dealing with Las Vegas, Father God. I want to lift up those individuals, Father God, and we speak life even now, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for just showing your people even peace, Father God, those that may have lost, Father God, family members. I want to thank you, Father God, for just keeping and covering them, Father God. I want to thank you for covering even our elderly, Father God, covering our grandparents, covering our mothers and fathers, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for covering even those guardians, Father God, those individuals that stood in the gap, Father God. Continue to give them strength, Father God, even now. I want to thank you, Father God, for, and I just want to lift up all of the mothers, Father God, just mothers that have just been there, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for their lives, Father God, and I want to thank you for increasing them, Father God, even now, and the abundance of the Lord surrounding them and surrounding their families, Father God. Father God, I want to thank you even now for what you're doing in the lives of your children, even now, Father God. For I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in the lives of even my daughter, Father, and I thank you for touching even each and every member in my family, Father God. And I want to thank you, Father God, for showing your blessing, Father God, even to each and every life that is on this line, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, for honoring their commitment, Father God. And I want to thank you even now for what you continuously do. Just want to let you know that we love you, Lord, and that we will always give you the glory and the praise that you deserve. In the mighty and precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, amen and amen and amen.
Hallelujah. And Father, we bless you as you set up a circle of protection around us as we pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this is a place of protection, for your name is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. We thank you for safety tonight. We thank you for safety on behalf of those who travel across the waters and across the country, even for work and for ministry. We thank you for protection along the highways as we go to and fro work and school. We thank you for safety for our elders, amen, who are not being covered or who are living alone. We thank you for safety for our children in school, Father God. We bless you, Lord God, for your word. Your word is rich and powerful. We thank you, Lord God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty, and we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, you're our God, and you will we trust. We thank you, Lord God, for safe passage as we walk on snakes and scorpions and protection from every assault of the enemy, and no one shall by any means harm us. We thank you, Lord, that the same great triumph is not your authority over evil, but it is our authority over evil, but it's your authority over us and all that has been launched against us, Father God. It is already canceled and subdued by your word. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace is sufficient for us. We bless everyone on the line. We bless our prophets, every pastor, every leader, every apostle, every bishop. We bless our archbishop, and we speak strength and a refreshing. We speak strength to our pastor, prophetess Deborah. We undergird her, God, and we, Lord, cover she and Archbishop, and we ask, Lord God, that you revive and restore the virtue that has been given out over these last 2 weeks. Refresh them, God. Renew their strength. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus, and we take dominion over every assault that would show up on our jobs and every enemy that would come against our finance, every enemy that would come against our homes. In Jesus' name, we decree and declare healing and breakthrough for Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, for all of the prayer requests that have been lifted up and submitted. We thank you for healing, deliverance to the captives, provision. Let your angels of grace show up on behalf of those that are in the midst of devastation. Father, they're trusting in you for the answer. Cause your hand to be revealed in the midst of calamity. We thank you for the answer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, Prophetess Bethany or Prophet Joshua, the announcements, please.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Powerful prayer. Thank you one and all for being here. Amen. And join us back here live right here on this same, very, very same line at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be here with our very own Archbishop, Master Prophet, for a powerful teaching. I want to encourage those of you to go ahead and dial in and be here with us as it'll be a powerful teaching with our Master Prophet. And then, Prophet Joshua, what do we have next?
Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. Yes, we have Pop Life Radio. It's going to be Theocracy Thursday, and that's going to be at noon. So from noon to 1, you can come and join the conversation today. And we are going to be sharing about our experience in Ghana and how we encountered God. So it's going to be a powerful call, so come on and join us from noon to 1. And then after that, we'll be on again, myself, and the Company of Prophets ministering again on whatever the first chapter out of The Prophet in the Marketplace, and that's going to be at 8 p.m. Tomorrow evening. So come and join the conference line, and Prophetess Darlene, what's after that?
Amen, and then we will return for another Midnight Cry with our leading lady, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. I challenge you to not only announce it on your Facebook page, but bring someone with you to this call. If you know someone with a need, someone with a bleed, someone who is having a struggle, bring them to this call. Invite them. Amen. Let them know that the prophets are praying. God bless you.
God bless you all. Love you.
God bless you as well. Love you all.
God bless you. Love you all. Good morning. Have a blessed
day. Love you, family. God bless you.
God bless you all.
Good night.